Okay, so we're starting our podcast now, and we've chosen to analyze the poem Night Funeral in Harlem by Langston Hughes, which was written in 1949. So in this poem, I think that all four of us really feel that it's really a celebration of the community coming together, and it represents the community just coming together in support of one cause in the face of all its adversity. So we can talk about how in the context of 1949, in a time when blacks were still considered lesser than white people, and segregation by the state, we can say that in the face of adversity, the community is really coming together, and there's a sense of mutual support amongst all of them. Now, I think that what it may be good to start off with is by analyzing the main themes that are present in this poem. Does anyone want to add any points to that?
Yeah, so one of the main theme is the theme of community, the community coming together with a common goal during a sad time in this case, which is funeral, and to accomplish something in the face of cruelty and adversity. Another main message or theme of this poem is that materialism is not as important as love and relationships. And these small things are what make us happy.
I think that also one thing, Doyen made a good point about the community again, and some evidence there that I thought may be good to bring up is, throughout the poem, Hughes references several of this man's friends and associates and other acquaintances, which really help to show the spirit of community. He's talking about the boy's friends coming, his girlfriend. And all these characters that are coming in and that are being referenced by Hughes really help to show how this is a very communal and very, it's almost as if this event is unifying the community in a really great way. Yeah, sorry, Doyen. Yeah, about you.
Yeah, so materialism, Langston Hughes talk about in the poem, such as fine cars, insurance, $5 for the preacher, in the end is not as important because you cannot take it when you die. However, although the funeral was very basic, it was good due to the love and affection shown by people, again linking back to the theme of community.
And like further evidence for materialism and understanding the community, you can see that there's a lot of emphasis on materialism, because the words like $5, the words flowers, satin box, fine cars, they all tend to be at the end of their respective lines to really emphasize to the readers about how the author is trying to make a very important point on the concept of materialism. And one thing I thought that also may be important to add about the emotion and linking to how Doyen said that love and affection is much more important, right, than materialism. We can talk about how the author is also emphasizing how the corner, the streetlight at his corner shined just like a tear on line 37. So showing that how there's a bit of like an analogy drawn between a streetlight and a tear. And then you can also talk about how in line 42, he again references that it was all their tears that made that poor boy's funeral grand. So that emphasis again on love and affection, and using tears as a symbol of that love and affection, I think that's done really well by Langston Hughes. Do you guys want to?
Yeah. So I just want to talk about in this poem, there's a lot of there's some rhymes going on that but Langston Hughes as a poem writer doesn't really use it as much, despite using rhyme schemes. He also used his classic black vernacular, which we have seen in a lot of his previous poems. So for example, he has used rhyme words such as pay, day, and lay, which are not following very strict rules but still trying to appeal to some of the mainstream poem readers. I think this kind of structure that he is trying to use is him attempting to deliver the message to a wider audience other than the black community itself, to help people understand more about the black community and spread the literature to more people.
Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, that was a really good point. If I may add, I think one more point that we can make that really develops on that is by using black vernacular, Langston Hughes achieves his main goal, which we know from his other poems, of really putting his audience and immersing them in the black experience, which is what he really was attempting to do. And we can see an example of Harry's point when he says, where do they get them to find cars? So that's not an example of the use of black vernacular.
Just wanna adding on to it, there are also symbols in the poem, which is shown in the second stanza, where flowers is presented, and they are used as a symbol for sympathy, love, and compassion, since flowers are a positive connotation related to affection, which also match up with the central theme.
Definitely. Again, linking to the themes of love and affection. And I think that it's fair to characterize this whole poem as being very sincere, very genuine. They're showing, he was definitely attempting to show sides of the black community, which really paint a different picture than what is often depicted in the media, and especially is going against stereotypes of black people during that time by showing them in such a genuine and such by showing their genuine and sincerity. And I think there's also a bit of a bittersweetness at the end of the poem, because obviously the topic is discussing loss, death, but then there's that element that shows the strength of the black community, their unity, which I think is very important.
And so also about literary techniques, there's some structural repetition that the author also employed in his poem, which it can also be referred to as an anaphora. So this technique just added more structural integrity to the poem, and show us different perspective of black people's lives at the time before the author reaches the main stage, which is the final scene of the funeral itself.
Yeah, that's definitely a really great point. I think that very much links to the lineation that's used in the poem. So we see that there's, as Harry said, the structured repetition, and we can see that in the first three stanzas. So we get three different perspectives on an event, and that helps to show people, it helps to show different perspectives on the funeral as a whole. And I think that that's really important. And I think that also the use of the third person point of view, so by saying they and not and referencing other individuals, I think that really helps to focus on the perspective of the single character, and really allows the audience to put themselves in the shoes and visualize the entire scene and better understand and empathize with the black community.
Yeah, so for the global issues in this poem, I just want to talk about the period when the poem is created. So although the Civil War was long over and blacks technically had the right to vote, but schools were still segregated into black and white, and many blacks could only find basic jobs that didn't provide them with a future. Therefore, many of them had little hope that their futures could be different. Many thought their dreams would always remain out of their grasp. So in this case, the dream can refer to a better life, for job opportunities, for equality, for access to the American dream itself. It also implies that individual dreams cannot be realized without a realization of the larger collective dream of equality in this poem. And the poem overall is really encouraging, especially during the time when many blacks felt limited in their ability to achieve the American dream. And the boy in the poem can symbolize a lot of people, especially in the black minorities in the Harlem community.
Yeah, so are you trying to say that the dream itself is what this poem is kind of symbolizing this better life by showing the positive sides of the black community. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, so I think that we've covered the majority of the points here, and I think that what we realize from this poem is that what Hughes is doing by showing us this genuine side of the black experience, he's presenting and changing the mindset of audiences to better understand and better realize how not only lessons about the black community, but also lessons about life in general, by us being more affectionate and loving and having less emphasis on materialism and a greater emphasis on the sense of community and unity. It will essentially be much better for society and the community as a whole. And he does this through several literary techniques that we've referenced, including lineation, the rhyming scheme that Harry referenced, and the symbolism that Doyon referenced, and also relating it back to global issues like Rebecca talked about. And I think that that pretty much sums up the majority of the poem. Thank you. Thank you for listening to the podcast.